joined by Barry Booker at SEC Basketball Media Days. And Barry, a freshman, has been tabbed by the media to be Player of the Year in the SEC. What is it with Mr. Randall?
Well, he is playing for the team that everybody expects to win the title. And it's like, how do I pick between the Harrison twins? I'm telling my own logic here. Can't pick between these Harrison twins. Don't know which one's going to be the better of those two. So we'll take the best inside guy. He's probably going to score a lot, probably going to lead the league in rebounding by his reputation. And they're probably going to be 16-2 win the league. So he's the guy.
When you look around college basketball and the SEC, let's admit, it's been down the last couple of years. What's it going to take to get it back up to where it once was?
I mean, it's just looking at each program individually. It looks like places like LSU, they're kind of on an uptick with Johnny Jones bringing in some good recruits down there. They're improving. You expect Arkansas to move back into that upper echelon and to get right back there, and I think they will. I mean, Mike Anderson's a proven guy. He's going to get it done. We go to South Carolina. Frank Martin, a proven guy at a place like Kansas State, Manhattan, Kansas, he was able to bring the talent in. He's got a bunch of recruits coming in this year. I think they're going to be improved. And so I think when you look around team by team, you're going to see some of these programs step back up, and I think we'll be at a point in a couple of years where we'll have six teams or so making the NCAA tournament again, and then Kentucky and Florida are going to be competitive at a national level. So, I think this league is going to be in very good shape, and right now it's in good shape at the top because Kentucky and Florida are in that mix.
Do you think we'll learn a lot about Arkansas early on this year with their trip to Maui and the EA Sports Maui Invitational?
Yeah, a lot of competition out there, so we'll get a good taste of what they can do. In talking to Coach Anderson toward the end of last year, he felt pretty sure that Marshawn Powell and B.J. Young were going to be gone, and so it's going to be kind of starting again. But he was excited about the younger guys and excited about getting those guys on the court more, getting them more comfortable in the college game. So, I think those players will have more opportunity to play. And, he's been really good without those star players in a system where it's just a bunch of really athletic guys. Nobody cares who's taking shots, who's scoring the points. They need the three-point shooting. That was a big problem with that team last year. They just couldn't hit shots. And so you got to get more guys who can make it from outside, make those three-point shots, make that press more effective. But it's coming, no doubt.
Are you surprised at how the media predicted the order of finish this year in the league? LSU as high as fourth?
No, not at all. That's pretty much how I picked it. I'm one of those that voted in that deal, and it's pretty close to the way I picked it. I think LSU is going to be really good with Johnny O'Brien, Siobhan Coleman. Their guards are back again this year. Seems like those guys have been there forever, and so I think that's a really solid team. Tennessee, I think, is a team that is going to be in the NCAA tournament this year. And then after that, it's kind of throw everybody else in a hat a little bit with Missouri and Arkansas and teams kind of in that group. And then there's also a group toward the bottom, Mississippi State and Auburn, teams that are really going to struggle this year in the league.
On the road, life on the road in the SEC, especially for the Razorbacks, has been difficult. I mean, the only place they've got a winning record is the new Auburn Arena. They're undefeated there. The problem is they don't play all the road games there.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's inexplicable how poorly Arkansas has played. And I saw them on the road a couple of times last year at Ole Miss, at South Carolina. Games that they could have won, especially South Carolina, a game that they should have won, but they really didn't show up. At Vanderbilt, another one, they just didn't show up in that game. And they have got to find a way to bring more intensity. And, they really rely on the press. They rely on creating turnovers. And maybe this year's team with some better outside shooting where they're not so reliant on just energy and getting out there and creating havoc to score points, maybe they'll be a little bit better on the road. But it's amazing how poorly they've played and how it's just been a different team, home versus road. And it's been that way through several coaches now. So, it's really hard to explain. But, again, you got a coach in Mike Anderson who should be able to figure that out. He knows what he's doing.
You're a young guy. When you played in this league, was life on the road as difficult as it is now?
You're generous with that statement. But it has always been very difficult. But, you kind of figure it out. And I guess that may be the difference, is you do have to figure out how to win on the road, and you kind of come to an understanding that, hey, I know it feels like the entire world is against me, all the calls are going against me and everything when I'm on the road, but really, those same people that are at Bud Walton Arena cheering me on are at home watching on TV. They're at home listening on the radio, and they're pulling for me. And so you learn how to, play some tricks in your mind and remember that there are people on your side and that you can do it. And I think maybe it's just with the turnover and rosters and players changing so quickly these days versus in the old days when I played, when, you played for 3 and 4 years, you go back to the same places, you stay in the same hotels, you can actually kind of get in a routine and go into some of these places. Now you may go one time to Mississippi State and play and stay at that hotel, and that's the only time you're there in Starkville, and you just don't get used to how to handle things on the road. But it's amazing how poorly some of the better teams in the league played. I know Missouri was a very poor road team last year, really good team, but had trouble on the road. So, it's hard to explain why some teams aren't able to get that done.
Do you think it's the fact that there are so many one-and-dones now that teams are not staying together, like you said?
Yeah, I think that's got to be a part of it, but it's I don't know what else it is. That doesn't, I don't think, completely explain why a team like Missouri and a team like Arkansas. I mean, it does seem like the teams with the better home court advantage and the better crowd, the crowd that really pumps you up at home, and it's so exciting to play in a game at home, and maybe you go to a place like South Carolina and the atmosphere is not at all there, and you got 5,000 people and don't have the noise and excitement there to help get you pumped up to play. I think that's a part of it as well, when you have such a great home court advantage and that lack of experience in playing on the road. It's a process in figuring out how to do it well.
Barry, thanks so much for your time.
My pleasure.